This weekend, a report on Russian TV offered a startling revelation about the annexation of Crimea last year. President Vladimir Putin himself ordered the annexation weeks before Crimea held a referendum on self-determination. The Kremlin had previously depicted Putin as merely supporting the vote's call for union with Russia. So it seems like a case of classic Putin: confuse, obfuscate, and conquer. But Michael McFaul says the Russian president is actually easy to understand. McFaul is the former U.S. ambassador to Moscow.
When I was in the government, I think we had a pretty clear understanding of what he was doing, what he was thinking. He doesn't mince his words, by the way. He's very clear when you sit down with him and you talk about what he believes Russia's interests are. I think sometimes people believe the propaganda. Some people believe the obfuscation that is deliberate in what he and his regime does. But if you just look at the facts on the ground, it's usually pretty clear what he's doing and why he's doing it.
So right now it's thought, for example, the murder of Boris Nemtsov was carried out by suspected Russian nationalists. At the same time, we're hearing that paranoid elements in Russia believe it may have been a CIA plot. I mean, either way or anyway, are these forces that Vladimir Putin ultimately might not be able to control?
Well, the initial reaction from fringe elements, I don't want to say everyone, but yes, it was USA killed Nemtsov. That was tweeted to me thousands of times on Twitter from Russians. A big demonstration was held outside of the embassy blaming the United States for Nemtsov's murder. Now that the Chechens have been detained and one allegedly has confessed, maybe that will subside. But even others are saying, well, it's all a CIA plot. And that conspiratorial blame the West mentality, I think, is actually something new. I actually lived in the Soviet Union many times.
Yeah, I was going to say, how bad was it back then?
I don't remember it being that way. And then it was different. It was the regime is bad, you know, the White House is bad, but Americans are basically good. They just don't understand that they haven't reached the highest stage of development. They're on the road from capitalism to socialism. And so with me personally, I remember people were very friendly. Russia today doesn't feel like a very friendly place for Americans.
So who's doing this anti-American messaging? I mean, it can't just be Putin. I mean, not with all the economic pressures that he's under.
Well, it's run by the Kremlin, no doubt. But then funny things happen, and I experienced this when I was ambassador. So you spew this nationalist propaganda against the United States, and guess what? People get worked up. And then they do things that are not exactly directed by the Kremlin, and they kind of justify it because the Kremlin said it was okay. I felt that personally in terms of threats to me that I face from time to time. And I fear it's a place that's becoming a little bit unhinged.
Michael McFaul, have you been watching House of Cards Season 3?
I've only seen episode 1. I look forward to seeing more. I've heard lots about it.
Well, you're going to be treated to the character of Viktor Petrov, who seems like, right down to his initials, a Putin-like character in so many ways. I mean, Frank Underwood seems able to deal with him. But, I mean, just the idea that if this guy is Putin, it's got to be like holding mercury in your hand, just totally unpredictable.
Well, I don't think Putin's totally unpredictable. He's not irrational. He doesn't have a kind of ideology that justifies everything. And he can be cautious if there's pushback. But I do believe that after the fall of the government in Ukraine last year, he decided that for the rest of his days in power, that the West is now the enemy.
Do you think Putin really believes the West is the enemy, or does he kind of use that to whip up his own people?
Yes, I do believe it. I didn't always, I'll tell you honestly. I thought it was a set of arguments to win the presidential election back in 2012. But the more I listened to him directly and the more I saw the activities of his government, they have a paranoid view about American intentions. They believe that President Obama and the CIA want to overthrow his regime and want to weaken Russia and, some would even say, dismember Russia. It's totally crazy. I want to emphasize that. There is no policy of regime change in Russia. Unfortunately, however, I think that is Putin's view.
Do you have anything to say in defense of Putin?
In defense of Putin? It's not in defense of Putin. I just think I think we should understand him for what he is and what he's seeking to do. I think it is important to distinguish Putin from the Russian people and the Russian nation. I personally don't think it's inevitable because of history or culture or the balance of power in the international system that Russia and the United States are fated to always be in conflict. I saw it differently. You know, I saw it when President Medvedev was there in 2009 through 2012. We did a lot of cooperative things with Russia. So in the long term, I'm optimistic about the future of Russia. I just met too many smart, educated people connected with the outside world that just want to live in a normal country and be respected just like any other European country. Someday, those people will rule Russia. In that future, I think we can develop a relationship with Russia that actually has many mutual benefits for the United States and Russia. I just don't know when that future is.
Michael McFaul, former ambassador to Russia, now a senior fellow with the Hoover Institution at Stanford. Thank you as always.
Thanks for having me.